are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And our Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by Lee Real Estate and May Adam. And a couple of guests with me today. First up, we have Abby from Rollins Library. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning, Dave. How are you today?
I'm doing well. A beautiful start to our Friday. So
I agree.
Can't complain.
I agree. So tomorrow we are going to be out at Farmers Market doing story time from 9 to 10. So if you're not able to make our regular story time during the week, we're trying to cater to those people. So look for us at Farmers Market tomorrow morning at 9.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, that should be. And then next week, school starts, but yes, we still have some things going on. So Monday before the kids go back to school at 1 o'clock, we're going to do perler beads. So we provide all the materials. You can come in, do perler beads. You can drop your kids off or you can stay with them however you want to do it. But that's Monday at 1 o'clock. And then every Tuesday night, we have a really nice book club that gets together. We provide the book. You don't need to have anything. It's all free. Mm-hmm. You can come on out. That's 6 o'clock. So if you want to meet new people or try different books every month, that's a good way to do that. And then Wednesday, we're still rolling with the story time in the park. And we're going to be at LaBarge Park next Wednesday. That is August 16th. And we'll be there doing two story times at 10 and 10:30. And then on Thursday next week, which would be August 17th, we have computer classes for beginners. So if there's things you're not familiar with or you need help on a computer, they're very basic classes. So you can call the library, stop in. We just need to know how many people to plan for.
Yeah, so definitely. A great chance to, like you said, if you're not familiar mm-hmm. with something, you've got somebody that can help you walk through it.
Right. And it will be slow paced, so it's perfect mm-hmm. for anyone that you know that needs help with a computer. And then tomorrow we have our book sale starting in the South Dakota room. It's going to be an ongoing book sale. We'll okay. put new items out every Saturday. So you can fill a bag for $5 or purchase items individually. So,
oh, very nice.
Yep. And then as always, we have free Wi-Fi, public printing. You can print from your phone. If you have an Amazon package you need to return, you can come in and print that. It's only 15 cents to print, and you can do that from your phone. It's pretty handy for those that don't have printing at home. And we have kids' computers. And on our website, rollinslibrary.org, you'll find a homework help section for going back to school.
Very nice. Yeah, it's always good to remember that there's all sorts of resources besides the books and magazines and
right.
things.
Right. So we have many databases, and we have ABC Mouse that is in computer, in the library use only, but we have many things to help your kiddos as they go back to school.
Absolutely. That's what it's mm-hmm. all about, right?
Yep. Thank you. And if you do not have a car, just stop in. We're open today till 5. We're open Saturday till 5, and then Sunday 12 to 5. Just bring a piece of mail and your ID, and we can get you a library card.
Yeah, it's quick, easy, and then you'll be good to go.
Yes, and as always, all of our services are free, except for printing.
All right. Well, enjoy this weekend. Yeah. The weather looks like it's going to be beautiful, and we'll check back in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Abby. There's Abby Edwardson joining us from Rollins Library this morning with many great resources for you to take advantage of. Time now to check in with Lindy Garrett from the Capital City Farmers Market. Good morning, Lindy.
Good morning. How are you today?
Oh, it's a beautiful morning. I'm ready for the weekend and the farmers market. The weather's looking great.
Yeah, we're so excited. And we've got a couple fun things. As you heard from Rollins, they're going to be down from 9 until 10 tomorrow morning doing story time with the kids. And that is one of my favorite. I just love, books are wonderful. Mm-hmm. And so having the kids come down to be able to listen to those stories while parents shop different produce or different gifts or different things like that is so cool. So they'll be down from 9 until 10 tomorrow morning, which is awesome.
That really, like you said, it's just fun doing story time and having it at the farmer's market, even better.
I love it. Yeah, for sure. And then we've got some great vendors tomorrow. So if you're looking for some new bath and body items, or you need your eggs or some gifts, there's that. And then we've got some really, really wonderful, as you and I have been talking about this the last couple of weeks, really wonderful produce coming in. And we're excited to welcome back Grady and Reyes sweet corn booth. If you remember from many past years, I think these kids, which are, they're now teenagers now, have been coming to the farmer's market a couple times every summer for the last, 5 or 6 years. And all of the money that they raise goes towards their college fund. So if you're feeling like helping out some kids, this is a great weekend to come down and get some sweet corn. Pair that with your cucumbers and onions and dill for cucumber salad, maybe grab some zucchini and some summer squash, and then get some steak or some pork chops, and you've got yourself a wonderful meal. And then finish it off with some melons as well. We got some watermelon last week. That was amazing.
I would imagine so. And that's the great thing. This time of year, you want to come out each week because there's, you know, different produce coming in throughout the summer.
Yeah. And this time of year, my husband and I were just talking about this last night, is one of the best times of year because you still have some of those things from early season, and then you've got the crossover for some of those things that are coming into the fall. And it's just, it's a wonderful time to stop down. And whether it's, you know, that cucumber that you want, that you've been craving, and you want to make your grandmother's cucumber salad, or maybe it's something new that you found. I found some new recipes where you take zucchini, squash, and onions, and then you cook it down just really slowly in olive oil, and it's so wonderful. So if you want to try a new recipe or go with an old classic, it's a great time of year to stop down.
Yeah, and there's no better way to do that than with some fresh produce. And it's important, too, I think, to let people know because, you know, a lot of people think, well, I've got to have cash and I don't carry cash. No, a lot of the vendors, you can use your cards.
Yeah, most of the vendors have an app that you can use or a swipe system. And it's, yeah, it makes it so much easier for sure to just be able to use your plastic. And I think almost all the vendors do that now. So, yes, great point. You don't have to have the cash in hand. I mean, I barely do it ever anymore. I'm always so thankful when I can use my plastic. So yeah, it's a really wonderful weekend. All sorts of just delicious, delicious produce, great gifts, some meat options, egg options. It's nice to be able to go to a farmer's market where you really do have a variety of items to look at. And, of course, as we always mention, these are local people, local South Dakotans, who are raising, growing, or making the items that you're looking at. So that's a great way to support local as well.
Absolutely. And you know it's fresh. You know you can chat with the people who grew it, who took care of it. And, you know, that's really important to a lot of us too.
It absolutely is. I think even now more than ever, I just really want to know where everything is coming from. And, you know, it's also, let's say you're trying to do a home garden and you're struggling with your eggplants. You can ask Hannish Farms, you know, how are you having such luck? Like, what am I doing wrong? Not that you need to replace what they're offering, but it can supplement what you have or make you a better gardener. We always enjoyed having those conversations with everyone. So, yeah, the farmer's market going on this weekend, Saturday, from 9 until noon. We're at the corner of Sioux and Coteau, which is one block east of downtown Kier. And if you want to read all of the details, you can find us at capcitymarket.com, or you can find Capital City Farmers Market on Facebook or Instagram. And we'd love to see you this weekend.
Yeah, highly encourage stopping out. The vendors are great. They're super friendly, and they've got some great goods that, you know, like we said, they're local, so that's why we want to get out and support.
Absolutely, yeah. The more that we can do to support local, absolutely. Let's get down there and do it.
Indeed. Well, hey, you have a great weekend, Lindy, and we'll look forward to catching up next week.
That sounds great. Thanks so much.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There's Lindy Garrett joining us, talking about the Capital City Farmers Market, Saturdays, right next door to the right turn, the corner of Coteau and Sioux Ave. So stop out and check out all the great goods that you are going to find tomorrow. Well, it is 7:37, time to wrap up the Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. It was brought to you this morning by Lee Real Estate and May Adam.